Connor, yeah, sorry. Connor, 48 hours between game seven, a win, and game one of the Western Conference Final. How does this team reset and kind of refocus, going into the next round after, last night's emotional win?
I think we do it the same way we've been doing it all year. We enjoy it for a minute, and then we move on. We know there's a lot more hockey to be played, and this is going to be a lot more demanding on our bodies and our chemistry. So we're going to have to just put it behind us and look forward to, another exciting series.
Patrick, what does it mean to you to have a chance to play this deep into the playoffs and to get a shot at the third round?
It's exciting, and just happy to be here every day and not do summer workouts back home. I'm super excited to be here and just having a chance to still play hockey and playoff hockey with this team. It's pretty awesome.
Connor, you said that you enjoy it for a minute, but the atmosphere on the plane coming home last night, you guys must have done a little bit of celebrating.
Well, yeah, but it's only round two. We're here to win a Stanley Cup, and we haven't achieved anything yet. We all want to continue playing hockey. You said it great. We're excited to play, and I think that's what we're doing right now. We're getting motivated and excited to continue playing.
And one more, just having Fleury on the other side of the net. Again, you're going up against someone who's more experienced than you. I mean, just how much in the mode do you feel you are to be able to, compete against that?
Well, at the end of the day, it's just a hockey game. I don't think it's experience changes that. I'm going to go out and I'm going to play the same way I've been playing all year. I'm going to focus on my game and my details and let the rest kind of fall into place.
So at the beginning of the playoffs here, guys, there's a lot of talk, of course, about lack of experience on this team. Two rounds in now, is that a story? Is that a factor anymore, or do you guys feel like grizzled veterans of the playoffs now, having survived two rounds? Patrick?
Yeah, I know we knew that we didn't have a lot of experience from the playoffs, but I mean, we showed that during the regular season that we have a really good team and we have a lot of young players that who've played in the big games before. Obviously not in the NHL playoffs, but I think everybody has just been excited to play hockey and playoff hockey and just tried to improve their game from the regular season, and I think everybody has done a really good job with that.
And Connor, just from the games you played against Vegas this season, what were your takeaways from them? What are you expecting to see from the Golden Knights in this series?
I think they're a really good team. They're coached well. They're strong right to the core. They have four good lines and solid defense and a really good goalie. So to say anything's going to come easy is completely wrong. This is going to be a dogfight right to the end, and I know that those guys are going to be fighting their way back too.
For both guys, can you just speak on how the size of the market or the town you play in the NHL doesn't matter? You've proven that.
Well, yeah, I think we've continued to have to shut down streets because fans want to come in and really party with us. It's a great feeling being able to see the highlights and just having so many people behind us. It's pretty exciting. It's a moment that I believe that all of us are going to cherish for the rest of our lives.